Ready to jump into the world of GOB staking? We're doing a deep dive today, looking at an article that breaks down the good and the bad, the rewards and the risks. We'll unpack how it all works so you can make smart choices.
Yeah, it's really about understanding how your GOB tokens can actually work for you.
So let's break it down. This article, it compares staking to like a high-tech savings account. How does that work with GOB?
Okay, so imagine this. You've got your GOB tokens, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of just sitting in your digital wallet, they're actively making a difference in the Goblin's Cash network.
Okay.
You're basically boosting the network just by holding on to the tokens.
So I'm lending my GOB processing power, kind of.
Exactly. And the network rewards you for that. Think of it like, you know, earning interest, but instead you're earning WBCH.
WBCH, another cryptocurrency.
Right, just for participating.
So it's passive income, just for holding my GOB. That sounds like a pretty good deal, especially
Especially if you're bullish on Goblin's Cash. And here's where it gets even more interesting. The power of compounding. Imagine taking those WBCH rewards and reinvesting them.
Oh, I see. Sticking the rewards.
Exactly. It's like a snowball effect.
Compounding, always a good strategy. But let's be real. This all sounds pretty great. Are there risks? The article talks about those too, right?
Of course we have to. Any responsible conversation about crypto have to acknowledge the volatility. GOB's price, just like other cryptocurrencies, it can go up and down, and those fluctuations impact your investment.
So even though staking feels like a set-it-and-forget-it thing, it's not that simple.
Right. You've got to stay informed, understand your own risk tolerance.
The article also mentions something called protocol risks, which sounds a little intimidating.
It's a general term. It basically means the risks that come with any blockchain project, and Goblin's Cash isn't exempt from that. Think of like a software bug that makes some GOB inaccessible. Developers work hard to prevent that, but those risks are always there.
So we've got market ups and downs, possible technical issues. The article also mentions something called smart contracts. What are those, and how do they play into staking?
Smart contracts are like agreements written into the blockchain. They make sure everything in staking is transparent and automatic. So they make sure you're getting those WBCH rewards as expected.
Okay, so there's a lot happening behind the scenes. Is it hard to set up, technically?
Well, setting up your staking wallet, it does take a bit of technical knowledge, yeah.
Yeah.
But the good news is the Goblin's Cash community offers a lot of guidance, and there are plenty of resources out there, tutorials, you know, that kind of thing. It might seem a little overwhelming at first, but it's really about taking it step by step.
So it's manageable if you're willing to learn. But even if you're comfortable with all that, there's still the issue of Goblin's Cash itself.
You're right. You have to understand the project, its goals, the team behind it.
Right.
That's all part of being a responsible investor.
And the article talks about how staking can actually impact GOB's price. So we were talking about GOB's price and staking. What's the connection there?
Well, it's about supply and demand, really.
Yeah.
When a lot of GOB is locked up in staking, there's less available to trade.
Makes sense.
And that can lead to more stable pricing, potentially.
So more stakers, less volatility. Got it. I can see the appeal there. You know what? This article does a really good job laying it all out, the pros and cons.
Yeah, that's a good summary.
Like they were reading our minds, anticipating the questions.
For sure. Like they highlight how staking encourages holding on to your GOB, right? Which then contributes to that price stability we were just talking about.
Exactly. It all ties together. And they do the same thing with the cons, like how the technical side of staking, it can be a hurdle for some.
Yeah, it's true. Crypto can feel pretty jargony sometimes, for sure. But they do emphasize the community aspect, which I like, and all the resources that are available.
Totally. There's a lot of support out there. Let's talk more about those downsides, though. The article mentions how the WBCH rewards, they could change.
Right. That's always a possibility.
That seems like a big deal.
It is. You know, Goblin's Cash, it's like any blockchain project. It's always evolving. So what seems like a good reward today might be adjusted down the line, based on how the network grows, market conditions, things like that.
So even if the rewards look good now, there's no guarantee they'll stay that way. Makes sense, especially in the crypto world, things change so fast.
All the time. So it's not just about jumping into GOB staking because it sounds good today. It's about, you know, understanding the project, their roadmap, what the team's vision is.
And being okay with maybe some changes along the way.
Exactly. It's about staying informed, being adaptable, that kind of thing. You know, the article makes a good point, too, that staking GOB isn't just about, like, your own personal gains. It's about participating in Goblin's Cash, contributing to it.
That's a big part of it for a lot of people, I think, that sense of community.
Totally.
Yeah.
And when you believe in the project, staking, it becomes more than just, you know, chasing rewards.
It's about supporting something you think has legs long term.
Exactly, yeah.
The article captures that really well. But even with all that, even with community support and a good vision, the big question is, can projects like Goblins Cash last? Can they really achieve that long-term sustainability?
Long-term sustainability.
Yeah.
That's the million-dollar question for any crypto project, really. What's the article's take on that when it comes to Goblins Cash?
Well, they don't make any promises, which is smart. Nobody can predict the future, especially with crypto.
Yeah.
But it does make you think about, you know, what are the things that might help a project like this succeed long-term?
Okay, so big picture. What could make or break a project like Goblins Cash down the line?
Well, community support is huge. A project is only as strong as the people who believe in it, right?
Well, yeah.
And Goblins Cash seems to be doing well on that front. They've got a pretty dedicated group of supporters.
Yeah, that's a good foundation. What else?
Adaptability. This space changes so fast. Projects need to be able to keep up, you know, new technologies, what users are asking for. The ones that can adapt, those are the ones that'll thrive.
It's about being nimble, being innovative.
Exactly. And then, of course, you can't forget about security. That's huge in the crypto world, even more so than other places, I think.
For sure.
Projects that make security a priority, that invest in the right infrastructure, that are transparent about the risks, those are the ones that build trust.
So strong foundation, adaptability, and security. Those are the big takeaways.
Absolutely. And, you know, even though we're focusing on GOB staking, these ideas, they apply to any crypto project you might be looking at.
That's a good point. Understanding these fundamentals, it's crucial for anyone who wants to navigate the crypto world.
It's all about asking the right questions, doing your research, you know, never stop learning. Well said. And that wraps up our deep dive into GOB staking. We covered a lot of ground, everything from the potential rewards and risks to what might make a project like Goblins Cash sustainable in the long run. But this is just the beginning, right? Keep learning, stay curious, and as always, happy exploring the world of crypto.